Congressional fellows may have a conflict of interest between the companies they represent and the bills they work on. The Project on Government Oversight took a deep dive into a fellowship program that doesn't get too much attention. POGO has also made some recommendations to Congress about that program. Federal News Radio contacted individual members of Congress, the House Rules Committee, and the Senate Ethics Committee. Some declined to comment. Others didn't respond in time for the story. Federal News Radio Scott Mossioni spoke with Lydia Dennett, an investigator at POGO.
This is a program that allows members of Congress, both on the Senate side and the House side, to have fellows working in their office that are paid by a third party, an outside entity. And these outside entities can be nonprofit organizations, trade groups, or specific corporations. And they're typically, these programs typically last about a year and are generally considered to be for the educational benefit of industry professionals who want to work on the Hill and sort of better understand the legislative process. And in the process, these senators and members get to have experts in a certain field working in their office.
Great. And how long has this been going on within Congress? Do you know?
I believe it's been around since the 60s, 1960s. We okay. found certain fellowship programs that had gone back about 50 years was around the longest one.
Right. And within your research into this, you found some conflicts of interest that were between the corporations or the nonprofits and some of the bills they worked on. Would you mind explaining that a little bit?
Sure. So both the Senate Ethics Manual and the House Ethics Manual require that these fellows not present the appearance of a conflict of interest or an actual conflict of interest. And there is a Senate rule that requires the fellows and their supervisors to fill out paperwork forms that say who's paying them and how much. And these forms are available for the public to review at the Senate Office of Public Records. And that's exactly what we did. We wanted to better understand who was utilizing this program, both on the industry side and on the Senate side. And so looking through those forms, we found examples of fellows who, for example, were being paid for, or their salaries were paid by one of the Department of Energy National Laboratories, which are run by major contractors. And they were working on committees or in offices that would have directly affected those labs' work or their budgets. And that certainly at least presents the appearance of a conflict of interest.
And this is something that's not necessarily illegal, right? I mean, at least right now, it seems like this conflict of interest doesn't break any laws, or does it?
The fellowship program itself is legal. The ethics manuals require the senators or the members who have the fellows in their offices to analyze on a case-by-case basis if the fellow could or their work could present a conflict of interest. So we did find several examples of fellows who were experts in a certain area, and they ended up working on legislation that was totally different, and there was no even appearance of conflict of interest. But these are people who have long careers and expertise in certain topics, and so naturally they would be tapped to kind of work on those topics. And it's a matter of making sure that the things that they're working on don't directly or indirectly affect their sponsoring organization.
And did you happen to find any sort of, reprimands or anything, if there were any conflicts of interest in the past?
That we didn't find at all. We found that the Senate Office of Public Records, the forms that were on file there, were very spottily filled out, you could say.
Uh-huh.
We essentially found that about a quarter of them, 27%, were missing data on the source of the fellow's compensation, and approximately 24% were missing data on how much the fellow was being paid. And then we also found several examples where senators, we knew that they had fellows in their office during a certain time, and they hadn't filed any paperwork at all.
So one of the organizations that you singled out in your report is the Institute of Electrical and Electronic Engineers.
Yep.
And could you kind of tell us what their role in this was and why you kind of picked them to use as a case study?
Sure. So one of the reasons why we kind of zeroed in on IEEE USA is because they've been placing fellows in Congress since the 1970s, as well as the executive branch, but we were specifically interested in Congress. And they also kept an online record of all of their fellowship alumni. So we were able to look at that and see that they had 87 congressional fellowship alumni dating back to 1974, and a little under 50% of those listed fellows were in Senate offices, and of those, 76% didn't file any documentation with the Senate Office of Public Records. So we were kind of astounded at this kind of case study of how many people weren't complying with the Senate rule, and that's to say nothing of the fact that the House doesn't even have a disclosure requirement at all, so it's kind of impossible to know. But also on the IEEE USA website, they asked their fellowship alumni to kind of provide a report or a kind of reflection of their time in Congress. And so we kind of got these personal statements from fellows who were talking about what they worked on and how they found Congress and that kind of thing. So it was a really excellent glimpse into what these fellowships are and how they're being used.
Right, right. Now, at the end of your report, you made some recommendations for Congress. Would you mind kind of just going over those and explaining what those might do?
Yeah, absolutely. So our biggest recommendation is for the House Rules Committee to amend the House rules to require the same kind of disclosure as is currently required on the Senate side. So the House does not currently require these fellows to file forms saying that they agree to comply with the House Code of Official Conduct, nor do they require these fellows to publicly sort of state who's paying their salary and how much. And so there's sort of a huge gap in knowledge. We have no way of knowing if there are conflict of interest problems on the House. So that's sort of our main recommendation, is to encourage the House to bring up their disclosure standards. But we'd also like to see more oversight in the Senate of this program. As you mentioned, we found several examples of conflicts of interest and several examples where forms weren't being filled out correctly or as consistently as they should have been. And so we would like to see the Senate take a more robust oversight role of this rule.
Lydia Dennett is an investigator at the Project on Government Oversight, speaking with Federal News Radio Scott Massioni. Share this interview with colleagues. Go to federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive and click Share with Friends.